Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 131st UIEPT. Today, on the 18th of December, 2025, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Now let's begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
I thought the seminar would wrap up by noon, but the speaker kept taking questions.
I'm not surprised. He always goes off on tangents.
What does the woman imply? Number 2.
I'm still waiting for the technician to send the finalized report.
Well, considering his workload, it might be a while.
What does the man suggest? Number 3.
I heard you declined the promotion.
Yes, the timing just didn't feel right with everything else on my plate.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
Did you finish reviewing the grant proposal?
Almost. I still need to double-check the budget section.
What does the man imply? Number 5.
I tried calling Professor Ruiz, but her line kept going straight to voicemail.
She's presenting at a conference this week, remember?
What does the woman suggest? Number 6.
Your proposal looked quite polished. You must have spent hours on it.
More like days. My first two drafts were completely scrapped.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
I couldn't attend the meeting yesterday. Anything important happen?
Not really. Just routine updates you already know about.
What does the woman imply? Number 8.
Do you think we'll need more volunteers for the event?
Given last year's turnout, I wouldn't risk being short-staffed.
What does the man mean? Number 9.
My laptop froze again right before I saved the file.
Ouch, that's the second time this week, isn't it?
What does the woman imply? Number 10.
The editor asked me to trim the article by at least 30%.
That's quite a cut. You'll have to be ruthless with it.
What does the man imply?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Cultural anthropology is the study of human cultures, their behaviors, beliefs, and social practices. This field offers insights into how cultures are organized, how they evolve, and how they influence human interactions. First, let's discuss ethnography, which is a core method in cultural anthropology. Ethnography involves immersive fieldwork where anthropologists live within the communities they study to observe and participate in daily life. This approach allows for an in-depth understanding of a culture from the inside out. Through participant observation, interviews, and surveys, ethnographers gather qualitative data that reveals the complexities of social norms, practices, and values. Another important concept is cultural relativism. Cultural relativism is the principle of understanding a culture on its own terms without imposing external judgments. This perspective helps anthropologists avoid ethnocentrism, which is the tendency to view one's own culture as superior to others. By practicing cultural relativism, anthropologists can gain a more accurate and respectful understanding of diverse cultural practices and beliefs. Symbolism is also a key topic in cultural anthropology. Symbols are objects, gestures, or words that carry specific meanings within a culture. For example, a wedding ring symbolizes marital commitment in many cultures. Understanding symbolism helps anthropologists interpret how societies use symbols to convey ideas, reinforce social structures, and express identity. Next, we consider rituals. Rituals are formalized, repeated actions or ceremonies that hold significant meaning within a culture. They can range from daily routines to complex ceremonies, such as weddings or funerals. Rituals often serve to mark important life events, maintain social order, and reinforce cultural values. Anthropologists study rituals to understand how they contribute to the cohesion and continuity of societies. Another critical concept is cultural change. Cultures are not static. They evolve over time due to various factors, such as contact with other cultures, technological advancements, and internal social dynamics. Anthropologists examine processes of cultural change to understand how societies adapt and transform in response to both internal and external influences. Finally, let's discuss globalization. Globalization refers to the increasing interconnectedness and interdependence of cultures around the world. This phenomenon affects local cultures by introducing new ideas, technologies, and economic practices. Anthropologists study globalization to understand how it influences cultural identities, social practices, and economic structures. In summary, cultural anthropology explores human societies through methods like ethnography, principles like cultural relativism,
and concepts like symbolism, rituals, and cultural change. By examining these aspects, anthropologists gain a comprehensive understanding of the diversity and dynamics of human cultures.
This is the end of the recording.